April 10th through 26th brings another installment in Mofuniso Udofia's nine-play Ufot family cycle. This one is Her Portmanteau, which follows Strand's prior production of the Ufot cycle's first installment, Sojourners, in 2019. Joining me by phone to talk about the production and the cycle are production director Sandra L. Holloway and Strand artistic director Alma Davenport. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Gavin.
This particular play is part of a multi-generational saga that traces the tribulations, but also the triumphs of a Nigerian immigrant family, the Ufots, in a journey that's both intimately personal and, I would say, broadly universal. Alma, to you first, what has drawn you now back to this cycle as a whole? What larger story do you find in it that you think we might find in it?
As a whole, Mofuniso has started to quickly become one of my favorite playwrights. I know I'm late to the party, but I discovered her fairly recently when Sandy and I attended Roundhouse Theater's production of Sojourners, and I just fell in love with her work. It's the language, it's the fluidity of the dialogue, it's the heart that shows up in her plays, and I didn't know what it was going to be then, but I knew that at some point I was going to have to take a good look at the cycle and produce something at the Strand. So as I got into planning the season, and the season is in her entirety. In her entirety, it focuses on motherhood and the voices that mothers have to make. And it talks about people who happen to be mothers, who also have these very full lives as women, who are people, who are human beings. I came across this particular play, which I felt like was just going to be a perfect fit. Now, I believe that this play is the fourth play in the cycle, but I felt like it would just be perfect for the season and this moment.
Putting this in the context of this nine-play cycle that is following more than a lifetime, several lifetimes, mothers and daughters, a generational journey, is there something about that saga that uses, in this case, the story of a Nigerian immigrant to America, but that has a bigger story to tell?
Yeah, you know, whenever I think about like any playwright who writes in cycles, including August Wilson, Dominique Morisseau, playwrights whose work spans like a large amount of time, it makes me think about generations and legacy. And in this case, Mofuniso, through her writing, we get to see a perspective of the immigrant journey in this country, particularly the Black immigrant journey in this country. So in that regard, that is interesting to me. And to see how her characters move with and through time is really interesting. Mm-hmm. And to see how they go from being very Nigerian, seeing Obasiyama, our lead character, show up in this country and Sojourners as a young woman who is only Nigerian, to now having, you know, a very American daughter in this play and seeing in real time how people actually become American. I think that there's something really interesting about that.
So Sandra, then for you, as you're working on this particular instance, it is both its own play and entry in this larger cycle, and you've said that it leapt into your heart. How would you say that its particular exploration of these generational tensions between Nigerian traditions and American realities, as well as mothers and daughters, fits into the saga but really spoke to you? How did this leap into your heart?
So many ways, so many ventricles. Just getting an opportunity to experience a family that is becoming American and what it means, what it offers them, but also what it costs people who do that. It also really, really leans into letting us look at a mother in particular, but universally. The choices that human beings have to make, are forced to make, need to make in order to carry on their lives, not just for them, but for the rest of their families. It also, for me, looks at really real relationships with people being honest, people being heartbroken, people having triumphs, people trying to move through their lives in a really positive and meaningful way, and sometimes getting waylaid in their quest to become whole human beings and allow other people to become whole human beings. You know, it's about love, it's about loss, it's about triumph. And I think probably for me, the idea of just never, never giving up.
The Loves and Losses of Her Portmanteau by Mufuniso Udofia plays at Strand Theatre Company April 10th through 26th with tickets and more information online at strand-theatre.org. Thanks so much to my guests today, Alma Davenport and Sandra Holloway.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin.